Hey, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Christy. And good morning, Sioux Falls from Hollywood. Hope everybody's doing well. Here's your pop quiz question. Start it off right. Driving to work, be careful. Who makes the most money? Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, Matt Lauer. Answer in just a minute. Heads up, moving papers in Los Angeles Superior Court this week will ask to transfer Paris Jackson's guardianship from Katherine Jackson to Paris's mom, Debbie Rowe. Paris wants to distance herself from the Jackson family entirely, just like her dad did. TV news, Thursday ratings shocker, X Factor, came in seventh place out of eight shows. Seventh place out of eight shows on one night. That is horrible. No. The ratings for NBC's Blacklist is so good that the network has ordered 22 episodes. That is huge. Usually a reorder would be 13, not 22 episodes. Great bio on the Discovery Channel next week called True Evil. It's the true story of Evel Knievel. Breaking Bad producer and writer Vince Gilligan's next show is on CBS. It's called Battle Creek, about two very different detectives in Battle Creek, Michigan. Rob Lowe's getting his own sitcom. It's called The Pro, where he plays a former golf and tennis pro who's lost everything and is working at a small two-bit country club. Regarding the publicity, Hal Madonna making a big, big deal announcing that she was raped by knife point in 1995 when she moved to New York. Well, certainly rape is no doubt a horrible thing. However, she's told this story at least 100 times. There's nothing new about this story. There's even pictures in her sex tabletop book showing what happened during the rape. Obviously, Madonna just wants some publicity, and she's priming us for another book deal. Another funny New York Post headline, story of Alex Rodriguez suing the Yankees and baseball and everybody else. Headline screams, there's no whining in baseball. I love it. Odds and ends, very sad. Amanda Bynes will be institutionalized for 18 months to 2 years. Lindsey Vonn, Tiger Woods openly making out at the President's Cup in Dublin, Ohio this week. And who makes the most money? Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, or Matt Lauer?
Letterman.
Matt Lauer.
Letterman and Leno make $20 million a year. Matt Lauer, $24 million a year. Jon Stewart, $27 million a year as executive producer, head writer, creator, and star of The Daily Show. It does help when you multitask.
Wow.
Hey, have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mike Evans, see ya.